You're listening to SBS News.
In the woods near the town of Izium, recently recaptured by Ukrainian troops during a counter-offensive in the Kharkiv region, a grisly process is underway. Forensic experts have so far exhumed 146 bodies, mostly civilians, at a mass burial site. Local officials say there could be as many as 450 bodies, and they've already found the remains of two children. Serhiy Bolvinov, chief of investigative department of Kharkiv police, says the condition of the bodies makes it hard to determine what happened to them.
As we can see, dead bodies of civilians and servicemen were buried without coffins. Because of that, the shape of the dead bodies isn't good. There are decomposed parts. During preliminary examination, it's very hard to establish the entire list of damages done to the bodies. It's very hard to establish whether there are or whether there are not any gunshot wounds in the bodies. This will be done during the forensic examination of the bodies.
But Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has rejected Ukraine's allegations as a lie, claiming that the accusations were a repeat of those made when bodies were found in the town of Bucha.
It's the same scenario as in Bucha. It's unfolding in accordance with the same scenario. It's a lie, and of course, we will defend the truth in that.
Meanwhile, at a press conference in the run-up to the United Nations General Assembly, France's foreign minister appealed for a safety zone to be put up around the Ukrainian nuclear power plant at Zaporizhia, which is occupied by Russia. Catherine Colonna says she's spoken to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on the need for Ukraine, Russia and all countries in the world to avoid a nuclear catastrophe. France will be convening a meeting later this week with UN nuclear chief Rafael Grossi on the precarious state of the Zaporizhia plant. But Ms. Colonna blasted Russia over its aggression against Ukraine.
Il s'agit d'une guerre d'agression qui a été choisie par la Russie sans aucune.
It is a war of aggression which has been chosen by Russia without any justification for that matter, but which is also carried out by Russia in a particularly brutal way, ignoring all the rules of war unaccompanied by abuses, the bombardment of civilian targets, rape, murder, torture, forced deportations, all of which constitute war crimes.
In his nightly video address, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine was stabilizing the situation in the northeastern Kharkiv region, which is now largely back in Ukrainian hands. And he says that as his country continued to mount a counteroffensive that's reclaimed towns and cities, Russian troops and those who collaborated with them are running away.
In Kharkiv region, we're stabilizing the situation, holding our positions firmly, so strongly that the occupiers are palpably panicking. Well, we warned that the Russian military in Ukraine has only two options: escape from our land or captivity. And collaborators have similar options: either they'll try to escape, and it remains to be seen whether Russia will let them into its territory, even if they gave their passports, or the collaborators will be convicted according to the current legislation of Ukraine.
During his address, President Zelensky also thanked Ukrainians in the UK who bid farewell to Queen Elizabeth II at her state funeral.
These past days, a farewell ceremony for Queen Elizabeth II took place in London. Ukraine honoured her memory at a high level. The Prime Minister of Ukraine and the First Lady were present. Among the millions of people who came to say goodbye to Her Majesty, there were many Ukrainians. I thank all Ukrainians in the United Kingdom who showed our British friends at this sad moment that Ukraine is with them.
Meanwhile, Australia has pledged support to a plan by G7 nations to cap the price on Russian oil imports. It's a bid to restrict President Vladimir Putin's ability to fund the war on Ukraine, while also easing the cost of living pressures. Treasurer Jim Chalmers is urging other countries to follow suit, saying the price cap would help ease global oil prices. The wealthy G7 countries, the US, Japan, Germany, France, Britain, Italy and Canada, agreed to set a price cap on Russian oil imports in early September, a move that will kick in on December the 5th. Alan Lee, SBS News.